The story of Pandora takes place a long, long time ago when the ancient Greek gods and goddesses were living happily on Mount Olympus. It was then that humans were created to populate the earth. And very quickly there was an argument that erupted among the gods about whether or not humans should have fire. Zeus settled the matter when he firmly declared that fire was for gods only and forbid anyone from giving it to the humans. But Prometheus took pity on them, disobeyed Zeus, and gave them the gift of fire anyway. Zeus was furious. To punish Prometheus, he tied him to a rock for the rest of his life. But apparently even that wasn't enough. Zeus also wanted to punish all of humankind, so he came up with an elaborate plan. Zeus had a woman made and sent to Earth to marry Epimetheus, Prometheus's brother. She was stunning and smart, gifted and perfect in every way. Her name was Pandora. Right before she was sent to Earth, Zeus gave her two final gifts. Curiosity, and a beautiful box, stuffed full of evils that clearly was labeled, "Do not open." Of course, we all know what happened. Curiosity got the better of her, and Pandora eventually opened the box. As soon as she did, out came disease, old age, disasters, greed, anger, war, pain, sickness, and death itself. Every bad thing you can think of was unleashed in a thick cloud of horror. Shocked, Pandora quickly tried to put the lid back on and take back what she had done, but it was too late. The box was open, and the world was forever changed. The story reminds me an awful lot of the year 2020. On New Year's Eve last year, I had no idea what we were about to get into. I went into the year naive and cheerful, but 2020 swiftly startled us with one bad thing after the other. Wildfires in Australia. Remember those back in January? The coronavirus, economic recession, unemployment, locusts in East Africa, social unrest following yet more police brutality against people of color, an explosion in Lebanon, hurricanes, drought, more fire, and on top of all that, a devastating derecho hit us right here in our beloved city, and our world is forever changed. In the Greek story, we heard Pandora tried in vain to put the lid back on the box. She wanted to undo what had happened, but it was impossible. There was no going back. Afterwards, she slumped down next to the box in defeat. Epimetheus, her husband, heard her crying and came to check on her, and Pandora went to show him the empty box. But there was one more surprise. The box was not empty. There was something else in there. Its name was hope. When she looked down upon it, hope smiled at her, bright and shining, and fluttered up and away into the world after all the rest. Sometimes I forget that hope was in Pandora's box. We get so used to focusing on all of the negative stuff. But this story reminds me that no matter how bad things seem, hope is alive, quiet, steady and ever-present. Hope exists. Hope is possible. And in a world full of tragedy, hope makes all the difference. I know this sounds kind of wishy-washy. Hope, after all, is hard to define. We've been talking about it for a few months here at People's Church, and there's a lot of really excellent ideas. But I still find it sort of hard to understand. More often than not, I know people can associate it with an optimistic attitude, and Sometimes people will think that that attitude is not necessarily based in reality. Sometimes it's viewed as an emotion or a naive belief in a positive outcome. Something akin to wishful or fantastical thinking. It's often something we think we can have or not. It's something we can gain or lose. But hope is not a thought or an attitude you can possess. Hope is not optimism or fantasy. It's bigger than that, even harder to pin down. Hope is the spirit of life itself, the ground of all being, the presence of God. Just like faith and love, the other of the three great virtues, hope is always everywhere. It resides quietly within the self and out beyond it, within and among all things. In his book, The Universal Christ, Father Richard Rohr writes, as Paul says in his great hymn to love, there are only three things that last, faith, hope, and love. All else passes. Faith, hope, and love are the very nature of God, and thus the nature of all being. Each of these three great virtues must always include the other two in order to be authentic. Love is always hopeful and faithful. Hope is always loving and faithful. And faith is always loving and hopeful. They are the very nature of God and thus of all being. Hope is always loving and faithful. It never dies. It was there in the beginning, faithfully fluttering out into the world, chasing down every bad thing every time. And it will always be there, lovingly walking with us through life's ups and downs. This sounds nice, right? But I know some of you are not convinced, especially not this year, at this time, when we're still pulling out from under a major natural disaster and living through a global pandemic. When bad things happen, it can be hard to find hope, especially at first. A day or two after the derecho, I drove to church here to check on the building and see what kind of damage we had sustained. Driving home, as I was grieving the loss of so many trees, experiencing the visual violence of my city devastated, and weaving my way through all the downed trees and power lines, a song came on the radio. "There Was Jesus" by Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. Everybody loves Dolly, including me, so obviously I listened to the whole song, but in the moment, it felt kind of hard to hear. I remember feeling a little surprised. The radio host came on after the song was over and talked about how God was with us in this difficult time, and someday we would look back on the storm and be able to see that this had been true. I remember I kind of ruffled a little in the car. I felt irritated. This storm was bad, really bad, and people were really suffering. I didn't see God in the derecho or in the destruction or devastation. I was having one of those moments, one of those, how can bad things happen to good people moments. I was Pandora, choking on a cloud of pain, frantically trying to shove the lid back on the box and wishing the whole storm away. It was just too soon for me to look for the holy. I still had work to do. Oliver Goodrich, the Associate Dean for Spirituality and Meaning Making at Cornell University in Ithaca, describes hope as meaning making in everyday life. Hope is the result of human beings making sense of the senseless events that we experience. It doesn't just happen for us or to us. Meaning making is active. Hope is a participatory virtue. Goodrich acknowledges that meaning making can be especially difficult when things are stressful or otherwise not going well. In a podcast about how to find meaning during the coronavirus pandemic, he suggests that meaning making is more simple than we think. It can be as simple as breathing, he says. Breathe in, pause, breathe out. In the meaning making process, breathing in involves paying attention to all the inputs and information coming in, your experiences, thoughts, and feelings, as well as all the data points from news and other media and other people coming your way. Goodrich suggests curating your news consumption at times such as these and limiting it to what feels manageable. I would suggest the same. There is so much information out there. So breathing in. Driving home from church that day with the radio on, I was still breathing in the whole derecho experience, thinking and feeling wildly as I made it from hour to hour, breathing in. Then you pause. The pause is where you interpret all the inputs you have received through the filter of your values. There are countless ways to do it. You can simply intentionally sit in silence. You can journal. You can process verbally with other people, as we did the last two Sundays here in the parking lot. You can dance, you can sing, whatever it is that helps you bring your observations into dialogue with your values through spiritual reflection. Pause. I suspect all of us are in this phase somehow or another right now. So if you haven't already, do take time to slow down and process everything that's been going on lately. And then breathe out. Breathing out involves meaningful action. Our values and interpretations are not meant to be abstract. We can act. We have to act. Of course, in the first hours and days after the derecho, it felt like all we were doing was acting, leaping every which way to meet basic needs and help one another out. And no doubt this was meaningful action too. After all, you were breathing. We were all breathing through that whole experience. But I wonder if now, and in the days ahead, we will have more of a chance to collectively and purposefully breathe out and live into our values, making more and more meaning out of all we've been through, and regardless of the outcome, finding hope, love, and faith once more as we integrate our past with our present and our future. Rohr says, God is not just love, but also absolute faithfulness and hope itself. And the energy of this faithfulness and hope flows out from the Creator toward all created beings, producing all growth, healing, and every springtime. The work we do to breathe in, pause, and breathe out is part of this holy work. We are co-creators of growth and healing right alongside the holy. Right alongside the holy, otherwise known as that which is greater than all but present in each. Faith, hope, and love are greater than each one of us and present in each one of us. It's been a hard year. Trust that hope is. Hope is. Trust that hope will find you again as you go through the very human process of meaning making. Breathe in, pause, and breathe out. I wanted to share an excerpt now from To Bless the Space Between Us by John O'Donohue, who writes this. This is the time to be slow. Lie low to the wall until the bitter weather passes. Try as best you can not to let the wire brush of doubt Scrape from your heart all sense of yourself and your hesitant light. If you remain generous, time will come good, and you will find your feet again on fresh pastures of promise, where the air will be kind and blushed with beginning. Beloveds, when bad things happen, when the storm comes, keep breathing. Keep breathing. A whole bunch of bad stuff may have been swirling around you recently. That's easy to see. Don't forget about hope. Finding it will most certainly require of you taking a second look. So like Pandora, look again. Return to yourself. Let hope smile at you and flutter out after the storm. There's no going back to how things used to be, but we need not be afraid. Hope will make all the difference. Faith, hope, and love, that which is and will always be, that which is being and becoming itself, is with us and will be with us forever and always. May this be so. Amen, and blessed be.